One of the blessings about moving to Morse Bluff over 4 years ago was Saturday morning mass. And that may sound a little bit strange, but the previous two parishes, I didn't have a Saturday morning mass because I think typically priests, we try to say only one mass a day if possible, if pastoral necessity doesn't require us to offer more masses. And so I typically just had a Saturday night mass in the previous two parishes. But the custom at Sacred Heart Church at Cedar Hill was well in place of having a Saturday morning mass, and so I kept it up. And typically at the Saturday morning mass, I get between 8 to 12 people. And so for a little parish of Cedar Hill, that's pretty good. And I consider these Saturday morning masses a great blessing, because I have had the opportunity to discover again the richness of the collection of masses of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I have a copy here of the various prayers for these masses. And I use the word again loosely, because while I had the opportunity to use the Marian sacramentary or missal before, like when I was an assistant in Lincoln or in Wahoo, I really didn't grasp the profound depth and beauty of these prayers, of these particular masses, until I started using them on a regular basis, typically twice to three times a month, depending on which other feast days happen to fall on Saturdays. And I came to realize more and more that the prayers of the Marian Missal are really a catechesis on the Blessed Virgin Mary, especially the very powerful prefaces that catechize while they offer worship to the Father. The general instruction to the Roman Missal, to the book that's used for Mass, says this of the preface of the Eucharistic prayer. It says that the thanksgiving expressed especially in the preface, in which the priest, in the name of the whole of the holy people, glorifies God the Father and gives thanks to Him for the whole work of salvation or for some particular aspect of it, according to the varying day, festivity, or time of year. And so these prayers of the Mass, along with offering praise to God, along with asking God for what we need, these prayers of the Mass truly teach us. They form us. I think of the old saying, lex orandi, lex credendi, which is the rule of prayer is the rule of belief. That as we pray, so we also believe. And as I was offering Mass in honor of Mary on Saturday mornings, like I do today, I found my understanding of the role of Mary in the work of salvation begin to grow. I began to get keener insights into who Mary was and what she has done and really what she means to me. And even after the move to the new translation of the Mass, I still use the prayers of the old Marian sacramentary. A clarification from Rome allowed the use of the proper prayers from the old Marian sacramentary with the new translation and ordinary of the Mass while they still finished up the revised translations of the Marian Masses. And so I'd have two books on the altar. I'd have the regular Roman Missal, and then I had the old a Marian sacramentary on the altar. I moved back and forth while I was offering Mass, just so that I can continue to delve a little bit deeply into who Mary is. And actually, I was almost giddy with joy when I came to Gloria Deo to tempt myself, and I came across the newly translated, revised edition of the Marian Missal. And so I was very happy to now have it all within one book. And I mentioned this because last night and this morning, I've used prayers from this collection of Masses in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I've used it as sort of a springboard to reflect upon the virtues of Mary and the laity's call to holiness. Archbishop Gregory Aman, in the foreword to this new edition of the Marian Missal, says that these Masses are a meditation on the history of our salvation in Christ and the very nature of the Christian life. That these prayers we use this morning are a meditation on the history of our salvation in Christ and the very nature of the Christian life. I would say in particular, the nature of the life of the layperson. This morning we honor the Blessed Virgin Mary as a pillar of faith. A pillar of faith. And in response to the compliment that was paid to Jesus in our gospel today, Jesus responds in maybe sort of a strange way. He says, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." And instead of being a slight against his mother, these words of Jesus offer Mary an even greater compliment than blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast at which you nursed. That these words of Christ are an even greater compliment. Because who better heard the word of God? Who better observed it than the Blessed Virgin Mary? And actually, if we consider these words of our gospel today in light of the second and third mysteries of the Rosary, we see that Mary is the one who carries the word that she heard. And she continues to hear this word. And she continues to carry it, bringing the word, Jesus Christ, to others so that they also may be blessed by this word. And Mary is the one who nurtures and protects the word so that others may one day encounter and follow the word just as she did. At the visitation, Elizabeth, the mother of the precursor, called Mary blessed for her belief in God's message. A message that allowed her to conceive God's Son in faith. And then later, supported by faith, Mary followed Jesus and stood beside the cross, enduring the sight of his death. In faith, she believed that he would rise again and waited for the coming of the Spirit promised by the Father. And because of all this, Mary is considered to be a woman of outstanding faith. And Mary is also a bearer of mercy, along with the mercy demonstrated through Mary's service to Elizabeth for 3 months. Elizabeth recognizes an even greater encounter with mercy himself as she declares to Mary, "And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" That not only does Mary do works of mercy, she holds mercy within herself. She is truly the mother of mercy, as we often say in the Hail Holy Queen. In the Gospel of Luke, the first action of Mary after Jesus' birth is that she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there is no room for them in the inn. And these words offer us the first indication of Mary's desire to nurture and protect her son, despite the poverty that she was experiencing, that she desired to protect and nourish, to nurture, to allow to grow, even though she couldn't provide all the things that we can probably provide to our own children nowadays. And she would continue to nurture and protect, not only by nursing Jesus, but also by fleeing with Joseph into Egypt, by fulfilling the prescriptions of the Jewish law, by anxiously seeking out the lost child in the temple, and by raising a child that would grow strong and be filled with wisdom. That Mary was the one who nurtured and protected the Christ child as he grew into adulthood, And then eventually Mary would freely offer Jesus so that others would encounter and follow him, even in the cross, as she herself did. The introit, or the entrance antiphon for today's Mass, beautifully summarizes Mary as a pillar of faith in this way. It said, "Mother of Christ, Queen of Glory, you conceived your Son in faith and believed that after dying for us he would rise again. You show yourself a loving mother to the Church and a pillar of its faith." This afternoon, we'll pray the second and third joyful mysteries of the Rosary, and along with considering the virtues contained within these mysteries, virtues such as mercy, poverty, and devotion, you may especially want to reflect upon Mary's virtue of faith, that she is a pillar of faith. And one last little point. The words of today's Gospel also provide an example of the third luminous mystery too, I think, the proclamation of the kingdom and the call to conversion. That, as Jesus says, "Truly blessed are those who hear the proclamation of the kingdom of God contained within the word of Christ. And also blessed those who accept the call to conversion that allows us to welcome the kingdom of Christ by observing that gospel message."